yes, we are again here. Live on the radio. Like nothing happened yesterday. We're here for another moment, another opportunity. To take a shot at life. To choose life. We may or might have made a lot of mistakes yesterday, but that's in the past right now. Today we have an opportunity to make the right decisions, to minimize our mistakes and pursue our dreams. It is an opportunity for us to right the wrongs in different areas of our lives as individuals, as a community, as a family, even as a nation, or even as a world. Today presents another opportunity for us to look up the skies like the song you heard a while ago and appreciate the beauty of life irrespective of what's happening down here. To look up with high hopes of a better tomorrow, of a better life, of a better world. Realizing how much or how little we control about what happens to us, especially externally, it is only important for us to realize that, hey, the world might be at war, the world may be crumbling around us, but as far as we, within ourselves, have settled some level of peace, contentment, hope, joy, strength, health, these are the weapons we must have in our arsenal to be able to stand or withstand this crumbling world, if you like. That's why on the radio every day we come here and ensure that you pay attention to the most important thing, and that's you being happy, being alive, celebrating every little victory, and also looking up to the skies and also believing that someday, of course, things get better for you and your world, but it starts with you. Let me use the words of Andreas, creating the right energy of you is what will determine what you experience, really. Most times we get carried away with the happenings around, in and around the world, in our environment, that we forget that, hey man, there is a world inside you, there is a world inside you. There is a fight in you that you've got to deal with to be able to withstand the pressures, should I say, the fiery darts of this amazing world, to say the least. 12 minutes past out of 10. Good morning, Lagos, Nigeria, Africa, and the rest of the world. How are you breathing today? How are you doing today? If you can hear the sound of our voices this morning, there's a reason to celebrate. There's a reason to be alive. There's a reason to be happy, irrespective of what's going on. That's exactly what we kickstart the show with. We have the feel of what's happening around the city of Lagos, and then we get to bring you the social media highlight. A lot to talk about on the social media highlight. We also, at 11 o'clock, we have the fun field episode of the Family Talk. Of course, you know what we're talking about today. Okay, you missed out yesterday, so you perhaps will not know. We promise that we'll be taking our conversation about, yeah, a conversation, something with, I'll just keep it with you until it's 11 o'clock. But if you listened yesterday, you already know what we're talking about today, right? But before then, man, before we even get into that, even though that's important, it is good to know. It would be great to know how you're doing this morning, how you're feeling. Do you have anxiety, especially with the happening at the global stage? Are you worried? Because I hear a lot of people, a lot has been happening on Twitter, a lot has been happening on social media. And, of course, you already know what's happening in Ukraine. You know what's going on in the world, except if you live under under somewhere. All right, but you should have heard. If you haven't listened to Nigeria Info, it's been in the news everywhere. How did that affect you? Are you anxious? A lot of people are already saying, well, the Third World War is here. And so many things have been said. And a lot of things that we're hearing people saying. People, a lot of anticipation. Where would this go to? You know, what's going to happen? Where do we stand as a nation, as a country, as a continent? Just in case, you know, how will it be? How what will happen? You know, one thing I'm learning from all what's happening in the world, the global stage right now, talking about, you know, the Russian attacks on Ukraine, as it were. There's one big lesson that, look, at the end of the day, man, we live in a world that one thing could be affected, depending on who's affected, it could affect the entire world. We are interconnected, and that's how humans are. So one way or the other, this would have some impact. And what if the fears of many people is what has come right now? Where would you be? What would you do differently? How would you live your life, as it were? Anyways, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Just have a strong mind. Away from that, Lagos, I just said that to find out what exactly, how you're feeling and where you are right now. What is it that is on your mind looking at what's happening around the world? And have you dealt with yourself inside? Like, right inside you, do you feel, have you been able to generate that inner joy? Because happiness can come from, you know, an experience and all that. But joy, sometimes you create it. It's like you have a machine inside. You have the ability to actually have joy from within. That kind of unending happiness, that it's not determined by the situation of things, by circumstances, by news, by your bank account, whatever it is, even though that would be good. I mean, if you have some millions in your bank account, you would certainly, you know, it brings in some kind of joy in it. But hey, you could actually have that without that, because that's when you put it as the most important thing to help you, you know, go through life. Because the truth is, if you do not manage get the right emotions in place, you would end up not achieving anything for yourself. Because if you have anxiety, chances are you'll be scared to take risks. If you have fear, chances are you'll also be scared to take risks. You know, if you're angry, you make irrational decisions. So whatever emotion you've got has a way of impacting your life as an individual. Well, guys, let's talk to you this morning. How are you? Where are you listening to the Techers this beautiful day? And hey, yes, Andrea is very much in the building. You'll be hearing from her shortly. Yeah, she's very much in the building. For those who are waiting to hear Andrea's voice, she'll be hearing her in a moment. But hey, we're here. We're starting. So let's hear from you, wherever you are. What's happening in your Lungu? What are the people talking about? In as much as stuff is happening all around the world, there are things happening with us right here. And it's time for us to share those moments, as it were. Yesterday, we heard of a very sad news about what happened in Edo State, where there's a robbery of some major banks in that state. And lives were lost. I mean, it's just painful. And our heart goes out to those who lost our family members, you know, in that very unfortunate incident. I don't think a lot has been said about that just yet. But, you know, our heart goes out to all of them. I mean, just imagine you just wake up in the morning and you went to the bank or went out, and unfortunately the stray bullet that takes your life just like that. That's not a way to die. But, you know, who am I to say? And it's just a very unfortunate experience. It is our hope that indeed internally we'll find a way of addressing some of these things that steal our lives one after the other. You know, It's just painful. So hey, wow, what a day. Anyways, let's get back to the call. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That's the number for ladies. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Can you hear me? Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Ibai Adese.
Good morning. Your name is?
Ibai Adese.
All right, good morning. I don't know what that means. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome. Who's on the line?
Mr. Teke.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Oh,
my name is Azubi. Can I call for a shedding?
Good to have you. How was your neighborhood, Elungu, this morning?
Although my neighborhood today, this morning, was so much fantastic. We don't have anything that is troubling us. Follow what thing that is troubling the world now. It's all about this way, Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah.
Seems that Ukraine is getting into this level.
Hmm.
As it is that we enter into the Third World War.
Yeah.
With the situation of Nigeria is now. That will be a very, very serious thing.
That's right.
Nigeria, as we are in Nigeria, we don't have a love within ourselves.
Mm.
Because of the expressed of the Third World War.
Mm.
That means that things will get dangerous in our life.
That's
but
right.
Thank God that there's not like a Third World War. Whatever thing that happened with Russia and Ukraine, God will take control over those countries so that we cannot experience anything like war in our news. So that we can live in peace and love each other.
That's right.
So that's what I'm praying to God.
Amen. Amen to that prayer.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I mean, in case you're wondering, I say, well, as far away Ukraine, I mean, trust me, like I said, we're interconnected. And you cannot just imagine the impact of any, you know, of this as it stands right now. It already is going to impact. Because, of course, I was listening to some economic experts, you know, analyze how this can affect, of course, going to affect the sanctions, of course, imposed on Russia, for example, already by the UK, by the US and other countries that have also they're standing by Ukraine to say, look, what they're doing is wrong. It's going to affect a lot of things. Oil, of course, is one of them. Aha, because Russia is like the second biggest oil exporter or producing country, I think, after Saudi Arabia. So I don't know if there will be positives for Nigeria, but I know that it's going to impact negatively on the world economy, the global economy. And that means that, you know, things could just get a bit worse, you know, for countries that are struggling with their currencies, with their economy, as it were, and who are very reliant. You know, most African countries are designed to consume and not to produce. And Nigeria is one of them. And as it stands right now, very reliant. And that's why it's important for you, wherever you wake up this morning, even if it's just a word of prayer, just pray. As you pray for Nigeria, pray for Ukraine, pray for this thing to end, you know, pray for someone to just touch the heart of whoever is in, you know, at the helm of affairs making this happen, to just, you know, ensure that this stops, as it were. Let's get back to more calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. All right, great. I can't hear you. Hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Collins.
Hi, good morning to you. Who do we have?
Yeah, I'm Rosemary calling from Apapa.
Hi, Rosemary. How's Apapa this morning?
My lungu is just cool and calm.
Fantastic to know. Fantastic.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Yep. Yes! Woo! Cheers to life!
Thank you.
Wow.
My heart goes to Ukraine. This morning when I was praying, I really prayed for them.
Yeah.
Because anything that happened to our eye also comes to our mouth.
That's right.
So my heart goes for them. So I'm praying that God will touch the leaders. Because anything that happened to them is all automatically in Nigeria. But God will touch the leaders to do the right thing. That is my prayer for them.
That's right.
Because the blood that is going down is not of any man, but is of God. But God knows how to settle this problem.
That's right.
My heart really goes for them this morning. I pray that God will just settle this problem once and for all.
Amen to that. Amen. A big
Thank
amen
you,
to
Collins.
That. Thank you so much. God bless you. I love that energy, positive energy. And especially to Nigerians in Ukraine. You know, I've been following engagements of Nigerians in Ukraine. They're calling on the government and also begging. Some are even asking that Nigerians to put them in their prayers. So where they are, they don't know when the bomb will get to them. And, you know, this is just, there's so many, from so many fronts, there is need for us to, like, even our prayers, I mean, pray whatever it is you can do. You know, go on your knees, call on your God, whoever, to ensure that this ends as soon as possible. Because, hey, the world cannot afford this to continue, all right? And again, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Well, welcome. Good morning to you.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm fine, I must say.
Okay, where is Andrea?
Andrea is just through here from her shortly. She's around.
Okay, that goes up to the Ukraine. And I just pray that God will guide them and protect them.
Amen. Amen to that prayer. I sincerely say big amen to that prayer. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life! Woo. Wow, that good felt good. Good morning to you.
First time I called in yesterday, and I'm calling in again today.
Yep. Cheers to life, indeed. Wow.
Andrea, now, where
she,
is she?
She's coming now. You hear her? Now. She's drinking water.
That's good.
Yes.
Good morning. I just want to say that God that brought peace to Nigeria this far, we also peace to Russia and whatever that is going on there, that God will intervene.
Amen. Oh, amen. Amen.
So we don't need war. Nigeria, we are scared of war. We just have that. We don't have power. Don't see us through.
Amen. Oh, amen to that. Yes, indeed.
Okay, have a lovely day.
You too. Wow, thank you so much. Great energy coming from Lagosians. That's what you get on the show every morning. It's What's Up Lagos. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Hello. We're due for a break in seconds. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Tolu calling from Ajah.
Hi, Tolu. Let's talk.
Yeah.
How is Ajah this morning, Tolu?
Ajah is calm, peaceful.
Fantastic.
Everybody's doing their work.
Great stuff indeed. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Grab a seat and keep listening. There's a lot more to bring your way on the show today. All right. We're going to break now. And when we come back, guys, it'll be time for y'all to join us for more conversation right here. We'll bring you the social media highlights right after that. Also, we believe that the treasure hunt should be on today. So we'll give you information about that. And hopefully someone gets to win, the fastest fingers would win the money.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Yeah, it's still very much What's Up Lagos for those joining us. Welcome back. What a break that was. And you should get used to that by now. So, guys, we're going to apply that rule of 1 minute per caller. You know, we start enforcing it fully on Monday. But today, start practicing it, all right? When you call in, make sure it's within 60 seconds. We'll have a timer and just prepare what you have to say and get it done once and for all. Quickly, today's treasure hunt, you win 5,000 Naira in the Nigeria Info Treasure Hunt. Now, to win, it's pretty simple. Search for the treasure on the Nigeria Info FM app. Now, the treasure is a photo of... of what? Oh, of the current technical advisor of the Super Eagles. A photo of the current technical advisor of the Super Eagles. Now, click on the picture once you find it and then fill the details correctly and submit. Now, the first person to find the treasure, click, of course, and click and submit wins. It's that easy. So, good luck to all of you. And we are going to announce the winner as soon as. So, go out there now. It's open quickly. If you want to win 5,000 Naira, go. You must download. If you don't have the Nigeria Info FM app, you may not be able to play. Of course, you would not be able to play or find the treasure and win the 5,000 Naira. Fastest fingers. Download the app very, very quickly. And don't forget that we also have this happening on all our shows today. So if I were you, I'll stay tuned on every radio show, even if I don't get it here. But hey, you have the opportunity to win 5,000 Naira right now. So go ahead. Good luck to you. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call and then let us know. We'll get into social media highlights shortly. You can also call 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Now, on social media, some Nigerians are warning people. So Nigerians are saying that the president should not say a word, though, about this, what's happening in Ukraine. You know, and it's not just in Nigeria. Most African countries have citizens have been telling their presidents, please don't put mouth to anything you want to say. Say, God will help us. You know, advising them. And of course, I'm laughing at it because it's quite funny. I mean, it's just the uncertainty. It's a way of expressing, you know, the fear and the worry, the concern, if you like, of even Africans and Nigerians, you know, regarding what's happening in Ukraine. And I mean, it's just been hilarious. Different memes have been coming up. But we'll take a quick break now. And let's take a few calls and then we'll get into some stories on the social media highlights this beautiful day. And what got my attention also is a picture of a woman in Ukraine who accosted, you know, a Russian soldier invading their country and said, "Who the F are you? What are you doing here? What are you doing in my country?" And I was so bold. I mean, facing a man who's armed with all those, you know, saying that, "What are you doing here? Standing tall." And I saw another picture of a woman who was actually, you know, an aged woman who actually was ready to support and join the soldiers to fight against Russia. I mean, all these pictures, you know, just bring a lot of emotions and, you know, telling you that the people are standing strong and ensuring that, hey, you know what? I am not going to give up no matter what. We are not giving up in our country. And that's a good spirit. All right, we'll take a quick message right now. It's a message because I believe that right now we need to stand by each other, really. I mean, telling you the truth. It's a tough time for everyone. And it's a moment that we have to, like, you know, we need each other much more than we've ever needed ourselves. All right, so this piece of music for a few minutes will just, you know, have you reflect on how you can stand by each other in times of need. All right, even wherever you are, your neighbor, wherever you are right now, this would get to minister to you in a special way. And when I come back, we'll get into the social media highlights, full flex, full-fledged, full effect, and take your calls. All right, stick around. This is What's Up Lagos with Tekes. My name is Collins. Teke. It's indeed, we need to stand by each other right now, really. I mean, every day we should stand by each other, especially we're standing by families of those who lost, you know, relatives, especially at the robbery that happened in Edo State yesterday. Also, to those in Ukraine, we're standing by you. But talking about standing by you, there is a group of people are standing by Ukraine, and this time is the hacking group called Anonymous. Now, they have declared a war against Vladimir Putin's government before taking down website of Russian TV channel. And of course, and that also, it's one of the ways they are saying they're standing by you. For those who have been online, the Anonymous collective, if you like, or the Anonymous group, hacking group, they have been, you know, They have been there, and they hashtag. They have been, of course, you know, wading into matters for countries, standing for peoples, if you like. And this time, the hacking group has declared a cyber war against Russian government after President Vladimir Putin announced a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. So, yeah, that's one person standing by Ukraine. And that's also one of the things trending us, being talked about on social media this beautiful day. But there's something else happening here, which we're going to take. But, hey, we have a paid announcement for you quickly before we continue with this right here on the show. Shall we?
KY Avalere, a representation of a multinational American brand, is currently filling up 10 managerial positions. Are you determined, self-driven, and confident? There's an opportunity for you to earn over $300,000 monthly. Call now if you have a car and driver's license to schedule an interview. Call 0815-705-0505 or 0906-820-052. Again, 0815-705-0505. Or 0906-282-0052.
Well, thank you very much. And the show continues, guys. If you're just joining us, it's What's Up Lagos with the Techess. And all you all will be saying, where's Andrea? You'll be hearing from her shortly, like I said. She suddenly, you hear from her, from the family talk. All right, still on social media, what's going on? One XBB Niger lady, Nina, for those who are fans of the show, I mean, she's gone under some kind of criticism. A lot of people have, you know, called her. And some people have even supported her. She said that, she's reacting to people fleeing Ukraine after it was invaded by neighboring European country, Russia. Now, the reality TV star said that, why do people always wait to die minutes? So why do people wait till the last minute before running to safety? He's asking the question. And a lot of people are like, okay, so why did the Nigerians wait? This has been in the news. And people were saying that, well, hold on a second. Nobody really believed that there was going to be a war, like, you know, like Russia was going to attack. Most people still felt, well, you know, we've been hearing these things. Maybe at the end of the day, it won't be as serious as it were. Let me read a complete statement. So why? She said, why does, really? Did she say, why does people? Chai, come on. Nina, come on, correct that English. Actually, why do? So why do people always wait for the last minute before running to safety? Russia has been threatening Ukraine for weeks now, and most foreigners still didn't think it was wise to go back to their countries. You know, everywhere is hot in Ukraine right now, and they are running to the airport and train stations to do what exactly, please? Is all she's asking. It's, I feel like it's good to take necessary steps while you still can, than waiting till dying minutes before realizing you need to move. It's common sense, she says. What do you think? Is there sense in that? Those who were there, do you think they should have moved earlier than they did? Well, we get to find out that right after the break.
Welcome back, Lagos. It's 11:02 on the clock. And yes, What's Up Lagos is still live. Today is the 25th of February, 2022. You're listening to Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Teke. Remember, we said we're going to do that 1 minute rule. So if you're calling today, make sure you keep to the time 1 minute. You can see how long it takes for advert breaks to come at the end. So guys, make sure that you adhere to that so we can, you know, better manage the time, right?
That's right. So yesterday we told you we're going to bring the fun-filled Friday edition of what we discussed yesterday on the media, social media highlight, where our brother, Reno Omokri, said that age is just a number. I mean, he said age is not just a number, rather.
Yeah.
And specifically addressing men, where he said that to marrying a woman who is older than you is super risky. Mm. And then we thought to bring it on the air today. It's something we've talked about before, right?
Yep.
But this time we want to like broaden it. Do you agree with him that age is just it's not just a number, especially if you're a man?
Yeah.
It's not just a number. There are other factors to consider if you want to get married, and then age is one of it, especially marrying an older woman as a man.
Uh-huh. And I mean, what if, have you had that experience? Yesterday, a lot of people were calling, and the people were on both sides. We noticed a lot of people on both sides. Some would say, yeah, they agree with him. Others said that, you know what, it doesn't matter. I'm married to my wife, and my wife is way older than me, and that doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then there are people who also think, there are some women who think that, that's right, it's very much a man marrying a woman older than you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, why is there nothing wrong? The same questions for a woman to marry a man older than her.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something wrong for a man to marry a woman that, you know, is older than him.
Do you know what I think? I think age is actually a thing.
Okay.
Right? You said okay. So age is actually a thing, especially if it's not your age bracket.
All right.
So if it's not your age bracket, if you're getting married to someone who's not in your age bracket, there's several factors that could ruin that relationship. Now, this is just me, from my personal opinion. Mm. There are several factors that could ruin. Now, there are different generations.
Yeah.
It's not your age grab. I mean, and that means your age group. And that means there'll be some things that I know that you wouldn't know, or even if you know, you wouldn't be in tune with.
Yeah, your tastes are a bit different. Yeah. Your
ideology, your way of life, the way you see things, the way you will address things, the kind of lifestyle you want to have would be... You know,
different. Isn't that what the say, variety, the spice of life? Like when the opposite, when you have, I mean, wouldn't it be boring if we're all in the same boat, you know, talk about the same things? Wouldn't it be fun for you to share, you bring in your both worlds together? Is that not the magic of marriage?
Apart from
the same generation, right?
Okay.
Apart from being in the same generation.
Okay.
What is it that is the same about you? Nothing. Different backgrounds. Uh-huh. You might be from the same generation, uh-huh. have different background, different trainings. You and I, for example,
okay.
there's not much age difference between us,
yeah.
as it were. But we have two different backgrounds.
There's much age difference, though. But yeah, not much age difference.
How do you mean by that? Give me left hand. Hello. If I hear you laughing, I'll give you a slap. Anybody, if you laugh.
There's much
okay.
difference. Huh?
Okay, all agreed. Right. But all it's right. not much.
I'm okay.
It's yes. not much. But
there's not much, but there's much.
But it's not much. That I use that as a difference.
You don't want to agree.
It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You don't want to agree. I'm old.
I'm not old. If I'm old, what would you say? Let me not mention names.
Okay.
Anyways, but bottom line, mm-hmm. that's not even a factor, really. Right. If you look at it,
mm-hmm.
it's not up to 10 years, so mm-hmm. there's
yeah,
really no
it's,
point.
It's not up.
It's not even up to 7.
Okay, yeah, it's not up to
uh-huh.
7.
So it's not different. It's just okay. It's just okay.
Right.
Yes, let's even leave that aside,
uh-huh.
all right?
Uh-huh.
But we have different backgrounds.
Okay.
We have, we for all I care, would have been age mates, same year, same month.
Mm-hmm.
But there are still factors that we had to work on, specific factors that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
With the fact that we had different backgrounds. One of those days we had a different kind, different
way of life,
different thinking, different uh-huh. personalities.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We had to deliberately align them.
Okay.
Align. So we align. Oh, come on, align reach radio. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It is stuck in a day. So if that factor, who's laughing there? Somebody laughing. I will give somebody. Somebody I'll receive you. You receive. You receive slap now.
Somebody has refused to agree.
No, hold on a
that
second.
That is an old man.
Why are you saying this? Well, I'm not doing program again. I'm going home. So, but what I'm saying on a serious note is that, yes,
mm-hmm.
why I believe that should not be a factor
mm-hmm.
is the fact that you guys can be in the same age group, if I can be age mates.
Yeah.
And you have different backgrounds. There are still more important things to work on that can affect your relationship.
Than the age, right?
Than the age, way more than the age.
Mm.
Way more than age, I'm telling you.
Okay.
We have a background. We painted the pictures of the kinds of growing ups we had.
We had. Mm-hmm.
You had a growing up where when it's raining, your father would give you something warm to wear and say, you guys take something hot, you know, maybe, you know. No. And you stay and they go in the room, maybe they put on the TV, or just have the family together. Mba. My own will gather in the kitchen when they call, where there's banda, there's corn, there's everything, we stay around the fire. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that's the difference
mm-hmm.
of the kind of background we had.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I grew up in a house where, you know, it was pretty much like, let me not even go into the details. We have different backgrounds. We have different stories.
Mm-hmm.
I have an experience, you know, as it were. So that also is a factor which is more important
than the age?
Than even the age to deal with.
So even when biology
uh-huh.
comes to play, that is your, you know,
uh-huh.
yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. So
yeah.
even if that comes up,
mm-hmm.
it is not also a factor, right?
It's not a factor now. It's a matter of, it's not a factor because it's a matter of, see, life happens. When things happen, you handle it. How do you deal with it? What of those who have everything right? The age is okay, everything is right, but they end up having, maybe there's a health challenge along the line that is not caused by age. How do you deal with it? I think we should take it one step at a time and not worry and not try to get a perfect situation. I think that's a challenge.
Mm.
We want a perfect situation. Oh, there must be this and that. The only thing, people don't even talk as much about genotype as much as they talk about age.
Mm. Let's not even talk about genotype right now. Because
uh-huh.
that's a different conversation uh-huh. entirely. So, Lagos, we want to throw this question to you. Does age really matter when it comes to marriage, does age really matter? Yeah. And let's be sincere with ourselves, right? I made my own opinion and my own what I think. I think, right? This is my own opinion. And sometimes I feel like it comes to play also. I think yesterday we also had a counselor who called in and shared that similar experience. How that if it's not in your, if who you're getting married to is not in your age bracket, so to speak, there are some things that you, who is probably the youngest, would try to match up to the one who's the oldest. And the one who's the oldest would try to, you know, come down to your level as well, just so that you can have a balance, so to speak. And not everybody has the discipline to maybe step up to the person who is in the older age bracket.
Yeah.
And it's not also everybody who's got that discipline to come down to the person's level, the one who is the youngest. I don't know if you are making sense.
Absolutely.
So these are real life challenges. And I'm sure that the people who are in it right now, maybe your husband's older than you, like way, way older than you, not in your age bracket. And you have to like struggle or try to like meet up to his level of thinking or his level of exposure or his how do I put it? You get what I'm trying to say?
That's right.
As well with a man who is with a woman who is older than him. I feel like there are actually some issues there. I don't know. But 0700-993-993-993, the phone line's already buzzing.
Yep.
The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Good morning, Collins and Andres.
Good morning.
Yeah, quick one. Please, my own opinion is that age doesn't matter in marriage or in relationship. What most important is understanding and the sharing of this interest between the two couples.
Right.
What is most important. It's not all about age.
Okay.
So the age doesn't matter.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Straight to the point. 1 minute. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
This is Mr. Frank. I'm calling from Ojala.
Welcome, Mr. Frank.
There is one man in our village, one of my uncle. He was very, very, very stubborn. He starts any day, any time. He married this woman, and this woman is like 10 years older than him.
Mm-hmm.
They have 6 children now. This man now is like a pastor now.
Okay.
That woman make this man to calm down. That woman tolerated him. Even one of our driver now, the wife he married now is more than, the wife is like 5 years older than him. This guy never saved one naira as a driver in his bed. Today they are living in a 2-bedroom. They are doing fine. Are you getting it now?
Yeah.
So, even that is the best man itself. Because the woman will be seeing the man as a baby. Why that man will be seeing that woman as a mother? He won't have that heart to beat or to insult that woman because he knows that definitely that woman, she knows you. And the other woman will be looking at this man as a baby, will be pampering him, and the love will grow.
Okay.
So it's okay. Wow, another perspective there. You see, we can stay here all day talking about this.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, Asoke, Lagos.
Oh, Asoke. Okay. I have come to agree and accept my new nickname. Oh, that's okay.
This morning, you didn't hear your voice early, but I got the answer.
Yes, I'm here.
Coming to our discussion this morning, I want to make it very, very fast.
Okay.
Marriage to an elderly man comes in a very different perspective. The way women see marriage is different from the way men see marriage. And women see marriage as something that you just go there to enjoy, women go into marriage with all their life, but men see marriage especially when there is insecurity. That's when marriages have problems. Age is not really the problem, just as you have said, Andrea, that age bracket. Someone that is older than you, 7, 8, 9 years, 10 years and above, you will really, really have problem on that marriage. Because when people would like, let's go to the beach, let's go to the eatery, the woman will be like, what sort of life is this? So, see life in different perspectives.
Right.
But the truth is, men will come out to preach good about marriage, but women really endure marriage. We just God will help all the men to prophesy, as in to act on what they prophesy, not really to say, I love you, I love you. They don't even really say it, but if at all they say it, they should mean it from the depth of their heart. They don't tell the wife, I love you, still cheat on the wife. But when a woman tells you, I love you, he will go an extra mile because of you.
Okay.
So that is just the truth. Men see marriage differently, women see it differently, depending on. May God help us on this marriage issue.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Ikingi.
Itingi.
Ikingi. Ikingi.
Eating. Eating. Welcome, Eating.
Yeah. Age does not matter.
Okay.
The only thing that matters is understanding.
Okay.
That's you know, women of these days, they enter into marriage because of what they want to achieve there. Maybe there is money there. So
okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you for your opinion.
Women of these days.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester alive.
This is Lazarus calling from Lekki.
Welcome.
Welcome, Lazarus.
Thank you. Okay. In my own opinion, I don't think age is a problem.
Okay.
When it comes to marriage, because we have a situation whereby we date. So if at all there's nothing that we are not finding it maybe comfortable, depending on the age range, the gap within the experience, the exposure, and the way of life, the culture, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then we, from there, we can decide either to go in or to stay away.
Mm-hmm.
So when we just conclude that age is a problem when it comes to the marriage, we just feel like somebody will just wake up today and say, "I'm getting married." You understand my point?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Because when we come together and have a relationship, a 1 year, 6 months, 3 years, 5 years, then if we cannot be able to detect this issue while in the relationship, then that will be a very big problem in the marriage life.
All right. Thank you very much. 1 minute.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
My name is Kyle K.
Welcome.
Welcome, Mr. Kyle.
Actually, for me, age does not matter in marriage. My wife is older than me.
Okay.
We are married, and the love has grown before, after, all till this moment. We've been married for about 30 years now.
Wow.
We've had our children. They are on their own now. It has been, we got to know about age after love sets in. When we got to know, never mind.
What's the age difference?
Yeah, the age difference is just two.
Okay.
2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 years difference. So people will say, even my family said, why should you go and marry somebody older? Can't you see younger people, younger lot? I said, well, you either accept what I'm playing with, or we are no longer family. So when they saw the doggedness in my attachment to her, they had to let go. Today, they love her. She's the best wife in our family.
All right. Number one. Thank you very much. Appreciate you for that.
Right.
Are there benefits of marrying somebody who is
older?
Older. Are there benefits?
Yeah,
I'm not throwing it out there.
There are. There should be. I mean, we can learn from each other's wealth of experience and wealth of knowledge. You know, we can learn from each other's experience through life. For me personally, I don't have a problem with you know, age.
Yeah.
Age shouldn't be a factor if you have built yourself well enough. You're ready for the marriage. You have what it takes to weather the storm, so to speak, that marriage would come with. So irrespective of the age this time, it all comes to you being
ready,
having an understanding of what goes down in marriage and how, you know, to handle tough times in marriage. But where I have issue with age, where I might have an issue with age is the gap. Or, you know, the age brackets.
That's right.
I can't marry somebody who is of a different generation. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
That you cannot align. Your generations are far apart.
Trust me. We would have different values. Yeah. We would have different things we'd be interested in.
Yeah.
And you see, when someone, especially if it's a man, and for instance, well, even man and woman, age difference in when it comes to generations. Or your age bracket. If the person is not part of your generation, when you hear things like, I have kojad, I don't know how to say that in Yoruba, but they say, oh, this is not the kind of life I passed this kind of life. And then I want to grow with you. I want to grow with you. I want us to experience life together. I don't want somebody who would say, oh, I've passed this life. You come and meet me in my own life. I want to grow. Okay. I want to pass through the phases of life.
What if both of you go into your different lives?
No.
I mean, be a part of your different
lives. That's the thing about marriage. It brings you both together.
The same life.
Even if you have individual lives or individual interests or individual calling or individual whatever, right? You have your individuality ongoing.
Yeah.
As long as you are married, say if there's a marriage, there's a union, you experience life together.
You now have a situation where the man wants you to wipe the man, or let's say the woman. Or the woman wants you to be wearing maybe Wenity, Fububa, and Shokoto.
You want to look young and yopi.
Or maybe
and
he tells woman,
you, and then you hear things like, women of our time, this is how they would dress.
Yeah, I'm married woman. Why are you dressing like this?
Do you get it? He cannot relate to how I choose to dress, and that does not mean I'm not a married woman. Do you get it now?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, guys, where you stand right here. Or perhaps we're talking about some real issues that some people are faced with right now, and they never had the opportunity to talk about it because we are married. It's what my wife wants I'll do. It's what my husband wants I'll do. So, how do you deal with such challenges, that generational gap that Andrea is talking about? If you say age is not a matter, it's not a problem, it doesn't matter, it's understanding. Are you enduring those things, or would you have preferred that, you know, there was just some generational harmony?
I want to experience life with you together. I want us to grow together.
Not be gap.
That's what marriage should be now.
So you know this song. You say, that's old people's song. Do you know this song? These two young
for me. Back in our days. And you hear them being left out. Like, what's going on?
They want to wound you with back our days in our days.
And then I don't want to jump the process of my own growth.
Yeah.
I want to experience everything. Do you get it? I don't want to jump the process of my own growth.
No, you don't skip. You start acting like
old. I'm an old person. When I see a young person. Hello.
Guys, let's get back to the calls and take a number of them before going on another break.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
This is Bamidele from Ujodu.
Welcome, Bamidele.
You know, there is one thing that my great grandmother used to say. She said, you are going there, you meet a young person. Say, you know, one follow and talk because you know mature. You see a old person. How you take clothes, say that old person will be
okay.
The lesson I've learned really first before even marrying is age is not even anything to do with. Even people will grow old, will grow white there before they marry. They are still not expert in marriage.
That's right.
So you just have to go into it, just make sure you are ready in terms of what you need to be ready.
Right.
But in terms of, say, age, see, this age thing is what even affects most women. Because most girls would be like, okay, maybe you need to grow old, you need to grow old. So you see girls 25, 26, 27. An average guy will not want to marry a 30-year-old person, 31, 32. So girls end up missing people where they their age because of the age thing. They want to be over matured when they get married. So it's really not about age.
Yeah.
At any age, just be sure you are ready and you are capable of doing it.
All right.
In terms of, say, age is the experience, no, it's not.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. It's the fun-filled Friday edition of the Family Talk. Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lego?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Oh my God, just I can't alive. Believe it. I can't believe it. You picked my call.
We did. We did.
We did.
Please, oh my God, please let me say my mind at peace, please.
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's not a number. I've dated several women that senior me, and I prefer marrying them, but just that, what would people say? What would my family say? But I believe older women, they are more mature in relationship.
Gina, clean my phone door.
Oh, I mean, his battery was really low. Oh my goodness. So sorry.
I think we should emphasize the fact that you said something about that generational gap. So, okay, yes. For those who are saying age is not a number. So can you also explain to us how you would deal with that generational gap? Because these are real issues, guys.
Exactly. Let's
it's easy to just generalize and say, oh, age is not a number. You know, it doesn't matter. But when you are in there, you have a situation where, you know, you are not... Because at the end of the day, if a relationship is not helping you be the best of yourself, there's something wrong. If you have to, yes, there are sacrifices you make. But if you're not getting the best version of yourself, and then so many things are stolen from you, or sacrificing much more,
yes,
then there's something wrong. These are things that, you know, get you people stuck, store it up, and then one day it just explode.
And become, you know, a monster, not knowing that, you know.
It has always been there.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with that generational gap? What are ways one can manage them? And, you know, be on the same page.
Right. Because, I mean, believe it or not, I mean, we need to go on a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this, right? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Guys, we have to get used to this, really. We have to start getting used to this. Understanding that, you know, the more some of you make us number one, the more you get more of these breaks. And of course, making money is part of the things, reason we're here. And that's a statement of fact. Instead of before living in denial, that's a statement of fact. So please, when this, I see a lot of complaints. We don't have enough time. And all that. And someone even complained about the fact that, you guys, let us talk now. Guys, first of all, the calls, when they come in, they have been screened to be sure that the quality is good before we take the calls. And we do not have that control of screening, all right, until the calls are screened and sent to us, we don't take them. So before you say, I've been calling, you guys are not picking my call, you don't like me, we don't even see your number. Neither do we even know who's calling, all right? And then secondly, we have multiple platforms for you to contribute, all right? Because I saw a message there. Look, there's Facebook, there's YouTube, there's Twitter, there's WhatsApp. Calls is not, everyone will not call at the same time, even though we love you to call. All right, once you try calling and it's not going and you must contribute, send a WhatsApp. That's how we move from WhatsApp to calls to Facebook, so we can take as many messages as possible. At the end of the day, thank you for understanding. One love. Let's get back to the conversation, shall we?
That's right. It's 11:44 on the clock. If you just tuned in, we're talking age. Does age really matter in a marriage relationship? We know that if it's just, the courtship, it could be okay, right? But we're really looking at marriage this time. Are there factors to consider when it comes to settling down with someone who is older than you? 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, my name is Doris. I like to contribute to this.
Go ahead, Doris.
I've been listening to a lot of people comment. Sincerely, my take is this is practical, and we should not forget, age matters. Whether we like it or not, in Africa, the way we are wired, the way we are, age matters. Now, a guy called and said he was dating an older woman. Why did the guy not marry the older woman?
Oh.
He said because of what the friends say and the parents. That is the problem in Africa. It's because we don't marry for ourselves in Africa. We marry for our father, our mother, our brother, our sister, and our friends. That's how we marry in Africa, and that is how we are. For me, age matters. I will not marry a man older than me. I will not advise a friend to marry a man older than him. And I will not advise my children. Any woman that call you again, ask the woman how old is the woman's husband. I'm telling you, that's the truth.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
All right, we have WhatsApp messages we need to take. This one's coming from... Okay, please, kindly put your name and where you are sending your message from. It's very important. This one says, I think the fear of those that dislike marrying older women is respect. My wife seniors me with 5 months and she has never for once disrespected me. The most important thing is for the person to be your God-given wife. Age is not a big deal. Five months? Well... 5 months,
You're still in the same generation. Let's forget the generational.
It's still the
point.
Same. Exactly. Still the same generation, right? Yeah. You are more or less mates.
Yeah.
All right. Age is beyond.
Think about 10 years.
You know?
And above, or 8 years.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
If you're older than a person by just 1 year or 2 years, you guys are still like the same age group. You're more or less mates. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're peers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if it's someone who is not in your generation, it's not in your age gap.
Yeah.
Ah, there's an issue. I cannot lie.
All right, let's take some more.
Okay, let me see. Ejiofor here says, if your son of 25 brings in a 45-year-old lady that he wants to marry, which is of the same age with your mother-in-law to be, all these people saying age is nothing in marriage will swear for the 45-year-old lady to leave their son alone. It says generational age difference is something to consider in relationships. So age is not just a number, but a vital in marriage relationship. Okay. Thank you, Ejiofor. We see your message. Mm. Another one's coming from Gatti Nations from Babcock, Ilesan Remo, Ogun State.
Yeah.
Says, good morning, the techers. Age is not the function of maturity. Maturity is a product of the mind. So age in marriage should not be an issue if both parties involved could accept one another with the heart. It's about understanding, selflessness, perseverance, endurance, less argument, and more of communication, most especially love and breathing as one, irrespective of the status, background, ego. Priorities should be rightly defined. Very deep.
You have to clap for that.
Right.
So we take 5 calls, 1 minute each, guys. You know, we have to manage the time really fast. 1 minute each, 5 calls back to back. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Hey, good morning. What's up, Lagos? This is Moses.
All right, Moses, shoot.
First, the truth is this. Age matters. At the same time, age does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends. Men can always be older than women 10 years, yes, anywhere in the world. But if women are older than men, it's not about today, it's about the future.
Mm.
When you are growing old, will you still appreciate the woman the way she will, because she look extremely older than you?
Mm.
You understand? So when we are done, it's not about today, it's about tomorrow. But what I'll say to the younger ones is this. Will age love you? Will age tolerate you?
Mm.
Will age be the one to, will age be selfless for you?
Mm.
It's not about age. It's about the inner person.
All right.
So, be the one, and please, Collins, what's the meaning of, you just see a girl, and the next day, good morning, sir. Do you know they insult you? By telling good, they don't tell you, say, I'll not be your size. Go find your size.
All
just
right.
Intentionally.
All right. Thank you, Moses. Hello.
All right. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Age is not an issue.
What's your name, please?
Ifeshile Oluwatosin.
All right. Welcome.
Go ahead.
The program something in our African mind that whenever we see somebody that is older than us, we see it's a priority that we cannot go for a woman that is older than us.
Mm.
But to me, it's just a matter of understanding.
Yeah.
So if you are going for a woman that is older than you, and if he can give you a total submission, so we can go with you, we can go for her.
Okay.
I don't see age as age is not a barrier.
All right. Yeah. That's the second call. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. This is Debbie from Ugondo.
Mm-hmm. All right, Debbie. Let's talk.
Yeah. To me, age is not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because February this year, I clocked 20, 22.
Okay.
And my man is 35 this year.
Okay.
So I don't see it as anything.
Okay.
And we are good together.
Okay. Fantastic. I mean, her opinion, a personal experience.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. What's your name?
Good morning. Jesse Lokwe on the line.
Right.
Welcome, Jesse Lokwe.
Yeah. To be frank with you, 10 years is okay. Me, I can date a lady 10 years older than me.
Mm.
You understand? I don't have any problem with that.
That's, you said maximum. Date. How about marrying her?
Okay, sorry. Marry a lady that's older than me with 10 years.
Okay.
10 years max.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I'm not going to do that.
Why though?
I don't know, but I believe if you are older with 11, 12, 13,
you can give birth.
You start to make disrespecting, old. Mm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You were a senior with 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the way you are talking. You know?
Yeah.
So, that thing.
Okay, still fair. All right.
You know, but that can still come to play even at that 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take a message. So maybe we should put the question. We'll take two more calls to wrap this five and then go back to the messages quickly. But one more question. Can you marry someone who can give birth to you? Maybe we should put it direct like that.
Hey, and you say age is not a number. Age is just a number.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I'd like to remain anonymous.
All right,
okay.
Great. Go ahead.
All right, so this is, about me.
Okay.
Basically, going forward, I would not advise anyone as a woman to get married to someone that is not, in your age bracket or in your generation.
Okay.
So the difference between myself and my husband is 11 years, and I actually regret going through it. Because we've been married now for about 4 years, and every other time, I am the one that is looking out for the marriage. He is always, any little thing, you don't respect me.
Mm.
And someone that can go as far as embarrassing you, he doesn't care how you feel, he doesn't care about emotions, about companionship. His own is basically he's 38. So he's basically about the way our fathers and mothers had their relationship, that the woman is always wrong. You know, we can't even have a reasonable fight, a reasonable quarrel, a match would say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen with us. So, expecting me to always be the one that is sorry.
Mm.
But of course, when I know I'm not sorry or something like that, it's not every time I give in to that.
Mm.
So, at times, with time, we just end up start talking. This man can go days, weeks without talking, keeping malice with me. And I don't care because, you know, of course, I'm still young, so I can afford to do that. But, you know, it gets into me every other time we put. Look at, we want to get divorced, every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and then, someone keeps coming. People keep coming to, don't do that, go for counseling. Okay, we try counseling. It was going fine at a point when the counselor was you are the younger one, you know, this man is stuff like that. But the moment the counselor started pointing out his fault, we stopped going for that session.
Wow.
He said he cannot allow one person that does not know him to be dictating to him. You know, because the table has turned and it was the one that was getting the blame at that point. So left to me, age matters. Because initially growing up, I used to say, I can't have anything to do with someone that is more than 4 years older than me. But I ended up going for him because I felt he was young at heart while we were friends. Then we started dating. He used to act very young and, you know, cordial and all that. Then the moment
you got married, the age
up,
thing came to play.
It came to play, 100%. So, left me, it really matters because while you are caught, you know, you are not committed yet. So, he wants to have you. He wants to have someone that everything, there's no time we have any conversation. You say you want to have conversations, but the conversation is more like he's telling me what he already has in his head that he wants to do. But in his mind, he's saying it's a conversation that basically what I think or what I have to say doesn't even come to play, doesn't matter.
Wow.
Do you understand? So, that's not a conversation.
Yeah.
It's more like you're telling me what to do, but in your mind, so that it doesn't be like you're dictating, is a conversation.
All right. You know what? I would like to have your number. Is that fine?
That's fine.
Yeah. Can you send me a DM on Instagram?
Okay. All right. I will do
that. Andrea_Teke on Instagram. So we can talk further.
All right. I will do
that. All right.
Wow.
We need to go on a break. There's a lot to uncover in that her story. Right. The reward for